April 26, 2020. It's frustrating to see people struggling with so many issues and problems, and know the answer, but not be able to speak about it or help them. I help people in real life, the ones I see and hear around me, by praying for them. I see, and listen, then take my concerns to God, asking Him to help them and bless them according to His will, and then I let it go. Sometimes I pray further for the person, if I'm led to do so. But I don't assume to know what they need, other than Jesus, and I'm very careful when I pray, simply and sincerely asking God to help them how He sees fit, not what I think He should do for them. This is important to understand, as a Christian. We must remain in a yielding position with Jesus, always, no matter how much wisdom, discernment, and faith we've developed over time, in our walk with Him. We must remain submitted to His will, for ourselves, and others, and the world around us. We can't assume that we've figured it all out, and know best. The wisdom of man is foolishness with God, according to His word. This isn't to say we shouldn't pray for others. He wants us to, of course. But the way we pray should always be with the attitude of His will, not ours. If I do think I know what a certain person needs, I'll make the request known to God, but not in a name it and claim it stance. This is prideful and unbiblical. Rather, I will approach God in all respect and humility before asking Him for something, for myself or someone else, and when I've made my request known, I ask Him to please forgive me if I've asked amiss. My faith is great, and I know He will hear my prayers, and that's why I maintain a position of submission to His will, not mine. I fear God, and know His mighty hand, and I've seen it move in amazing ways, in my life. I've seen miracles and have been delivered from so many things. I stand in awe of Him. I began this piece with mentioning that it's frustrating when I see others struggling with life problems. It's frustrating in the flesh, when I want to help them with my thoughts and my advice and even my prayers. But then I am led to simply pray, and the frustration lets up, and my mind eases. I cannot carry others spiritually anymore, God won't let me. He's taught me how to give all of my concerns for others to Him, in prayer. Then, I'm led to let it go, and move on with my own life. That being said, I think everyone just needs to turn to Jesus, for literally everything. So much time and energy is wasted on struggling as indeed suffering needlessly, when the answer to every problem in this world has already made Himself known. Jesus is available to all, but it's just too simple and easy for people to believe. That is my frustration, right there.